The mat was there for him to hold, that he didn't have to be reliant on it and confined to just that mat. My friends, today we can recognize that in Donna's life, Jesus has said the same thing. Pick up your mat. See, about a week ago, we were in her home, kind of looking at her items. We saw typical things that you'd find in a house, chairs, table, furniture, supplies. Those weren't so surprising, but there was one item in the house that I just don't think we knew what to do with. John was there, Teresa, Janet, we were all there together. That item was her chair. It sat in the corner. She was confined to that space. She lived in that chair for so many years, and as I looked at it, my thought was, it's kind of useless now. It doesn't have a purpose. God, in the giving of eternal life to Donna in her death, you see, has given her a victory. No more pain, no more confinement, no more being stuck. Pick up your mat. You know, Donna did that as well. And in her death, she has a victory that she's been given of eternal life. That chair is no longer in need. And then finally, Jesus says, walk. To me, that means expect something good to happen in front of you. Expect something excellent to happen as you go through life. One of the unique things of Donna was that smile. Take that bulletin home and just look at that. That'll brighten your day every day as you look at it. Sometimes it was the only gift that she could give you. And she wanted to give that to you, that wonderful smile that she had. I can recall many days here at the church where we had kind of a full sanctuary and lots of people in the fellowship hall. And she had to maneuver her way to come over and say, come over and give you a smile. She'd sneak her way past chairs and around tables. And then she'd park her motorized wheelchair right in front of me. And she paused, then she made a couple more maneuvers, kind of got higher up and turned a little bit just so she was just right. And my thought was, she has something really important to say. And then she'd straighten up and she'd get a little bit taller so that I could see her face. And all she'd do would smile. Did anyone else have that experience with her? Yeah, she smiled. That was the gift that she had. She was very social, amazingly social, at Applebee's and the different restaurants that she went to, at different adventures that she took. She loved connecting with people. For me, as we think about where she is now, I think she's in heaven, walking, in other words, going about, connecting with people, offering a smile, and Jesus has given that to her, a victory. Donna believed in Jesus. She believed in his life, his death, and his victory over death, and the eternal life that he offers. This gave her hope and purpose in life. But I want to twist it around in a unique way here that I haven't shared before, maybe in a funeral. Jesus believed in Donna. Sometimes we say, oh, that person believes in Jesus, but it's the flip, isn't it? Jesus believed in Donna. When she was born, and life was kind of hanging in the balance, who knows how she's going to walk, Jesus believed in her that she could overcome. As she lost those loved ones in her life, her mother being her hero in her life, the thought was, who's going to take care of me? Jesus believed in her, and she was able to overcome that difficulty. In 2011, in the hospital, when she had aspirated pneumonia, the doctor said, we need to think about collecting her organs. Life is kind of closing down and we need to sign paperwork, I was told. Jesus believed in her in that moment. She overcame. She lived even 10, 11 more years. And you see, now in her death isn't an end because Jesus believes in her. Jesus lived for Donna. Jesus died for Donna. Jesus opened up eternal life for Donna. Praise the Lord. Dear friends, what would Donna say to us today if she were here? I have to think she'd give us a big smile for sure. I know that. But I also think she'd share the message that I've shared today. That is this. Stand up, pick up your mat, walk. Donna would not want us to be stuck. Stuck in the challenges of life, stuck in life circumstances, stuck in discouragement. She'd want us all to know that Jesus believes in us. His word is for us. His promises are for us. His life, death, and resurrection are for us. And his eternal life is also for us. May that give us some comfort in the days ahead and something to live for in Donna's remembrance. Amen.